Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldster dictating an endoscopy report on Anna Torres, date of birth 4/25/1928, date of procedure November 22/2026. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldster to you. Referring physician is Dr. Isabel Cruz. Procedure performed is an esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication. Number indication is abdominal pain, comma, colon cancer screening, comma, history of H. pylori, comma, heartburn, comma, family history of stomach cancer. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period of possible complication of procedure, including breathing infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of single lesions such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, restored anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. Well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Retroflexy was obtained in the cardiac. Period. Air was suctioned from the stomach. Forward draw the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and in advance under direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, seminal colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflexy was obtained at the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good. So Boston bowel prep score of 8. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. There was an unremarkable upper and mid esophagus. Proximal and mid esophagus. Next line, the Z line was regular at 38 centimeters in bipolar. Next line, there was mild gastric erythema noted. This was biopsied separately in the intron body for histology. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to T2. Biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line number one, there was an approximately 5 millimeter cecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive approximately 4 millimeter rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids or non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow, biopsy pathology. Next line, continue. Promoted Dean Daly for reflux symptoms. This patient noted that this is helping her. Next line, would repeat next colonoscopy in 3 to 5 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.